Dime novels are short works of fiction from the 19th century. While humble in name, these long-forgotten classics have brought in around $1 million in funding for Northern Illinois University curators. Darius Dosvardis prepared this report for WNIJ.
Significant grants to digitize these works have allowed Northern Illinois University to open a portal to the past. Lynn Thomas is the curator of rare books and special collections at NIU. She's been working on a project to digitize a large set of dime novels from the Beatles and Adams collection.
They're a hugely important document of the second half of the 19th century that, for reasons of lack of availability and the fact that they're incredibly fragile, meant that they weren't available to study, and we're changing that.
Dime novels have been written off in the past as pulp material without much value. Yet this isn't quite the case. Thomas says they had quite an effect on people at the time.
They were the bestsellers of their day, which means that they were read by more average Americans than anything that is taught in literature classes of the period, including things like Moby Dick or the work of Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Many people have different ideas on what a dime novel is. Some may think of cowboys and Indians, while others might not have much of a reference point at all. Matthew Short is the metadata librarian at NIU.
We have lots of sea monsters and werewolves and ghosts and zombies and you name it that we've been finding as we've scanned these early issues.
He says many authors were not what someone would expect for the time period.
A lot of women who couldn't be published through conventional means were able to find kind of a place to get their stuff out there in the dime novels.
Thomas says these women also take unique roles in dime novels.
I don't have a specific favorite dime novel, but I have a favorite subgenre that I've actually published a couple of academic articles about, which is cross-dressing women in dime novels. It's a very common literary trope, of course, and this particular subset of popular literature does very different things with that trope than you see in the more well-known literature of the 19th century in terms of roles for women. So I found a lot of the stories, including characters like Cinnamon Chip and New York Nell, fascinating.
The latest grant is for $450,000.
Digitization doesn't magically happen. It requires technical infrastructure, which is what 40% of the budget is paying for, and people power, which is the other 60%.
Matthew Short says organizing such a large collection also has its own unique set of challenges.
So a single dime novel might be reprinted 6 or as many as a dozen times. And also a lot of these novels are written under pseudonyms. So if a researcher wants to study all of the work of a particular author, they have to know all of the pseudonyms that that author wrote under.
NIU has help organizing this wealth of information from Villanova University. Damien Katz has been running his own digitization project and has collaborated with NIU to make the project a success.
Some of our initial collaborative work was in finding automatic ways to take data that NIU has created for their collection and ingest that into our bibliographic database, and also to take information from our database and embed that in NIU's site to enhance their records. So basically sharing data to mutually improve both of our projects.
Northern Illinois University has plans for the future to help expose more people to what they're doing, culminating in a symposium in 2019, which has taken cues from projects in the past involving these materials. But you don't need to wait until then to read these novels. Matthew Short says all of the dime novels scanned by NIU can be accessed through the library's website.
I think there's 2,100 and some odd dime novels that are currently available. Any one of them can be downloaded as PDFs. You can also download the cover images, which tend to be what a lot of people are most interested in.
These novels haven't yet been examined closely, so who knows? There might be a few surprises for any would-be frontiersman. For WNIJ News, I'm Darius Dosvardis.